couple of different bills this week in different committees, one of which would adjust Missouri's court plan.
Yes, probably a lot have heard of the Missouri court plan. Let's see, I think the official title is the nonpartisan court plan. It doesn't always prove to be nonpartisan. That's one of the things that, frankly, that an SJR would address, an SJR that would make some changes in how that court plan is approached. If you're familiar with Missouri's judiciary, they know that there are certain regions of the state that are subject to that plan. Their judges are not elected in those situations. All of the appellate court in Missouri, as well as the Missouri Supreme Court, are subject to the terms of the what's called the Missouri court plan. It was implemented prior to 1945, but was put in the Constitution in 1945 as a part of that constitutional convention that was held. I've always had some problems with it once I discovered kind of how it works, and have been concerned that it has removed the people largely from having any say on who sits in judgment over them in the areas where it applies. There are some counties in Missouri that still elect their judges, and they still, I think, feel like they have a say. They're able to go to the polls. They feel like a judge is not performing well or is misbehaving somehow, then they can remove. In the Missouri court plan, there's a whole other procedure. And one of the concerns has been that whenever there is a vacancy in one of those courts subject to that plan, then the procedure is that there is a panel made up predominantly of attorneys that decides what judges the governor can choose from. And they come up with a panel of three judges, and those three judges are submitted to the governor, and the governor is forced to either pick one of those three or send the panel back, in which case the group that picked the panel that the governor didn't like picks the judge. And so the governor really is in a box in those situations if there are judges on that panel, none of which he really or she likes as the appointee. And there have been problems with that for years, come up with a resolution that says that all the judges that qualify should be submitted to the governor, and he should be able to pick from any attorney in the state that would be qualified to serve as a judge. The opposition to that argument say, well, the qualifications in the Constitution are too limited, that they just aren't substantial enough, and so there would be too many attorneys on that list, and it would be difficult for the governor to decide, and it would become purely political. On and on are the oppositions, and there are negotiations going on now about whether that proposal is the right one or whether there need to be some modifications in his proposal. But I think from where I sit, there are a lot of us that agree that panel picking three judges and the governor has but those three to choose from has just not proven itself to be a good plan. What will happen if you're a conservative governor is that typically the panel will pick two, probably what would be considered very liberal judges, potential judges, one not quite so liberal, with the idea that that's the one, that's the only choice that governor can make. And I'm sure it could work the other way as well, except that it's not likely to, given that the Missouri bar, and it is an integrated bar, so that most attorneys feel somewhat subject and obligated to the bar, that the Missouri bar has the majority vote on that committee. So there are a lot of complications, and there's really good reason for us to revisit that and to expand how many candidates can be proposed to the governor so that he has a little bit more flexibility there in terms of who he would like to see sitting in judgment over his constituents.
For you, I know a measure you've brought up the last several years in your time here in the Missouri Senate, and that deals with how impeachments are handled in Missouri.
Yes, and that's very closely related. It has to do with it largely with the judiciary, since about 80% of the impeachments in the history of Missouri have been of judges. It does have a big impact there. And that same constitution that formalized the so-called Missouri court plan, one of the other changes that went in there that I doubt if very many Missouri voters even knew about when they voted to accept that constitution, was that we completely upended our impeachment process. Most people are familiar with the federal process where impeachments happen in the House. We just had this happen in the U.S. Congress, and impeachment happens in the House, and then that impeachment is sent to the Senate, if the House passes it, for the Senate to decide whether whoever has been impeached should be removed from office. In 1945 Constitution, that was changed in Missouri such that the House still impeaches. They are still the one that decide whether someone should be impeached. But instead of that proposal for impeachment going to the Senate, that proposal goes to the Supreme Court. And in the case of a governor, there's a slightly different process. But basically, there are judges that then sit in judgment over whether that person should be removed from office. There was actually a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1992, I think, that considered that whole proposal and whether or not judges should be the ones who determine whether an impeached officer should be removed. By unanimous decision, the U.S. Supreme Court said there's no way that judges should be involved in that, that that is a process that should be confined to the legislature, and it's consistent with the checks and balances of our founding fathers and founding documents, and that that is just an ill-founded approach to determination of what should happen if a public official is impeached. So the SJR that I have filed for a number of years simply puts our impeachment process back in line with the federal and with about 45 other states that also do that the same way, where an impeachment begins in the House of Representatives, and if in fact they vote to impeach, then that moves to the Senate for determination of whether that person should be removed from office.